John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Remember how we used to say that Bob Marley was the funniest man to ever walk into the studio?
Yep.
Yeah, and we used to say that all the time. That's back in the days when he used to walk into the studio. Then last year, of course, just before the Super Bowl, right, he doesn't get in until Saturday. And then this year, he's in tomorrow. Tomorrow night, he's going to be at Helium Comedy for one show and one show only. What a waste of gas. All right, tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. The one, the only Bob Marley on the phone.
How are you?
I'm surprised I'm even talking to you because, God damn it, your football team is in the Super Bowl once again.
Listen, nobody wanted a rematch more than I did. Pats and the Eagles again would have been unbelievable, but here we are. We'll have to see how it unfolds. You never know.
Right.
What a crazy couple playoff games, though. Huh?
God.
And the Saints. The Saints should have been there. I mean, that was like, the guy did everything but hit him with a truck. That was unbelievable.
That's true.
We were down in Mexico during those games. We went to Mexico with the family to an all-inclusive resort. We got a coupon over at Irving Gas. If you gas up, they give you a coupon for the all-inclusive. Have you ever heard the term all-inclusive?
Yeah, of course.
When people hear that, the only thing they think is, we're going to be hammered all week.
Yep.
That, which we didn't do because we had the kids, but food is free.
Right.
And the first day you get there, you still have some, you know, dignity and self-respect. And the waiter comes, would you like dessert? Oh, I don't believe so. I think we're fine on the dessert. 3 days in, would you like dessert? Bring it all! You start looking like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. Archie, sugar! Oh, my God. We had a great time. We got back. The Christmas tree was still up at the house.
Uh-huh.
And my wife goes, Bob, the Christmas tree's still up. I'm like, well, you act like it wasn't up when we went to Mexico. Like, maybe a couple guys broke into the house and put a tree up or something. Whose idea was it to put a tree in the house anyway? Who was the first guy that was like, it's Jesus' birthday, let's bring that in the house? And then what? Well, then we'll wrap 1,000 pounds of voltage around it and put it in a bucket of water and wait for the spark. Yes, but here's a question. How are we going to keep the fire going once it starts? Well, that's easy. We'll put paper wrap gifts around the bottom of it, and that'll help it. We still got all the decorations up. My wife had me bring 148 totes out of the cellar full of I don't know what. She's like, Bob, we got to get the village set up. The village set up? Who am I, Nelson Mandela? What am I? And she has all her holiday candles. You know the candles with the little names on them?
Right.
This one's called Holiday Cheer, and this one's Christmas Bliss. Who's naming these candles? We need real candles with real people with real problems, and that's why I'm coming out with my own line of candles for next Christmas.
Okay.
And you'll smell them, you go, smell this one. It's called credit card debt. Here's another one called Family Fist Fights. Take a whiff of that one. My all-time favorite, Uncle Jimmy's Bourbon Breath. How about that? Smells like prison, doesn't it? So we had the regular Christmas situation at my house. My mother came over, and, you know, not short on words, with zero filter on her mouth. Immediately sat down and went right into the medical talk. Nobody wants to hear about your ingrown sebaceous cyst at the Christmas dinner table. First thing out of her mouth was, Bobby, they're taking Uncle Richard's testicle out on Friday. Well, isn't that awesome? Did you hear that, kids? And all the little kids, why would you bring that up, Ma? I'm letting you know, Bobby, he's going to be down one for the holidays. Not really. He's going to be down one forever, Ma. That's not his toenail. And unless his penis is a Pez dispenser, he's not going to pop another one out. Well, I'm letting you know, Bobby, for when you see him. For when I see him, what do you want me to ask him how his balance is? Hey, Richard, you must have a lot of room in that left pocket. And my Nana showed up, as you know, she's 94.
Right.
She's at the age now where you put her somewhere, you know what I mean, when they show up at the house, Nana's here! Where do you want to put her? Put her over there by the coats. Just sits in the corner. barking. My 10-year-old walked by and she just does that thing. She's like, I'm like, buddy, go give Nana a hug. He's like, no, Dad. Seriously, she doesn't wear a bra anymore. I'll vouch for that. We had her up at the lake last past summer. I had to piggyback her down to the dock. I got her on my back. I got my arms bent, and I have a boob sticking out of each arm. It was either that or trip over them. It looked like we were signaling ships. My wife was freaking out for Christmas. She's like, what are we going to get you, Nana, for Christmas? I go, 94. Probably not a calendar. I don't think I'd get her green bananas at that age. We're struggling through the winter up here, John.
I was going to ask you about that because, like, you know, we've had so far, we've been lucky. It's been pretty mild down here. What's it like up in Maine?
We're getting pretty hammered with it. If you live anywhere in the Northeast, you know, this is me and my wife every single night in the winter. You want to head up to bed, Bob? Yep, might as well. It's 5:30. Let's go. I'll tell you, that 4 hours of daylight really took it out of me today. Who decided daylight savings was a good idea for the Northeast? Who was like, you know, it would be awesome if the sunlight could come through the curtains around 4:30 a.m., and if my children could get off the bus to complete darkness, that would help the depression, alcoholism, and weight gain set in. Let's head upstairs, Bob. This is my wife always says. We'll watch some of our TV shows, which I've come to realize those are her shows.
Right.
None of those are mine. She watches Chip and Joanna. Have you seen this show?
Oh, yeah. Because we need to know everything there is to know about Shiplath.
Oh, my God. Listen, this guy, Chip, is an overachiever, and he's raising the bar and making it very difficult for common idiots like myself. If I saw Chip walking down Broad Street in Philadelphia on Wednesday, I would rip a piece of shiplap off the building and beat him with it. Oh, my God. And I'm going to be down there just in time. I'm going to have to plow, because I have a plow on my pickup truck.
Right.
And before I leave, I'm going to have to plow, because we're getting hit with snow up here. And as you know, my mother lives a couple miles down the road at her place, or as I call it, the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center. We had a storm last week. She calls me before every storm, and she knows I'm going down to her house to do the driveway. But inevitably, the call comes in, and it's always creepy because there's no filter. She's like, "Hi, Bobby, are you going to come over and plow me tomorrow morning?" Well, first I'm going to throw up in my own mouth. Oh, well, I really need to be plowed, Bobby. I might need to be plowed twice, once tonight and once in the morning. If you can't do it, can you send one of your friends over to plow me? I heard Mike does a good job. He plowed my friend Beverly, and that is all she talks about. Okay, Ma, well, I gotta go now. I'm in the truck, and you're on the speakerphone with the kids. So.
Bob Marley, tomorrow night at Helium Comedy Club. One show only, 7:30. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I want this to be the last phone call conversation we have.
We're lucky. Things are going pretty well. You should never have put me on because...
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.